It's 63 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly steady in a light volume trade to end the week. Terminals are called steady with top prices from $50 to $55. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 21st, negotiated swine purchases were $15,069 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $65.25 to $80. The weighted average, $75.42, a gain of $1.18 from Wednesday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $51.40 to $62.50, and the weighted average was $59.49. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,588. The base price range was $66 to $82.50. The weighted average, $77.52, a loss of $0.07 from Wednesday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $52.81 to $62.50, and the weighted average was $60.01. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And overnight, Mike, it looks like parts of the Eastern Corn Belt saw some rain. And is more on the way?
Dave, more is on the way, and in some areas, a lot of rain is on the way. And according to World Weather Inc., the forecast for next week has also changed, especially in the southeastern and delta states. Yesterday I mentioned that the computer models had latched onto a tropical wave that could be bringing substantial rain up into the area. I wasn't ready to quite jump on the bandwagon, and apparently Drew Lerner is not yet ready to jump on that bandwagon either, but at least the indications are for that tropical wave to bring a lot of moisture up into the southeastern corner of the country. Questions remain whether the Ohio River Valley areas to the north of there will see substantially increased moisture next week because of that system, but it does start to play on how much precipitation will fall across the area. But widespread showers and thunderstorms are providing a welcome boost to topsoil moisture across Illinois, Indiana, into western Ohio, helping to stabilize the corn and soybean conditions. Overnight rains maintain adequate to abundant moisture supplies in the western Corn Belt. Isolated showers remain in the south, generally confined to the Florida Peninsula. Elsewhere in the southeast, hot, dry weather reinforcing the severe drought that's gripped much of the region, further stressing the rain-fed summer crops. As far as the plains, the scattered showers and thunderstorms continue to plague portions of the southern plains. They could be done with the rain for quite some time because right now it's delaying the winter wheat harvest and maintaining some concerns about crop quality there. Northern and central plains, isolated showers do favor some of the summer crops and the pasture development. Heavy rains reported overnight in portions of eastern Iowa, northwestern Illinois, far southeastern Minnesota, and into southwestern Wisconsin. Official reports had up to an inch and two-thirds, but some of the reports that are starting to trickle in, I guess that's a little play on words, trickle in to more than 3 inches in some areas. And Doppler radar estimates of generally between 2 to more than 4 inches from around Macomb, Illinois, into Iowa City. Additional rainfall in a similar range may have occurred in northeastern Iowa, extreme southeastern Minnesota, and far southwestern Wisconsin. Across our area, it looks like generally anywhere between around a half inch. We just picked up over a half inch here at the WILL studios to some amounts just to our south and generally to our south and west of more than an inch and a half. Again, not much has changed in the official forecast relative to that of yesterday. Rain will fall across the Midwest today and Saturday. Greatest amounts from Iowa into southern Wisconsin and across Indiana. Random distribution of showers will occur during the late weekend and early part of next week. A cool front will move through the Midwest on Tuesday into Friday of next week and produce additional showers and thunderstorms. Precipitation not expected to be heavy, but it will be sufficient to produce favorable environment for the start of the tasseling and silking in lower parts of the Midwest. couple years ago, Illinois was in a drought situation, but the rainfall that did fall that summer came at extremely timely intervals, and that did support reproduction. Temperatures in that summer not excessively warm, and in the coming 2 weeks, it appears to be a similar situation. Timely showers would have to persist through most of July, and that's the big unknown at this time. But again, looking at the computer models and trying to determine what that tropical wave will do, will have a big impact on not only the crop conditions and the field conditions, but also on the market. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola. Have a great weekend.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 586, down 1.5, last trade down 5.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 603.75, down 2.25, last trade down 7.25. December, 624, down 4, last trade down 7.25. July corn opened at 386, up 1, last trade down 4.25. December, $4, up 1, last trade down 3.75. March, 407.5, down 3/4, last trade down 4. July, 418.25, down 3/4, last trade down 2.5. July beans opened at 820. Up 1.5, last trade down 4. November, 853.25, up 1.5, last trade down 3.5. March, 871, up 2, last trade down 4.25. July soybean meal open at 226.30, up 10, last trade down $1. July soybean oil open at 3509, up 5, last trade down 5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Before we get to the weather today, let's talk a little bit about the fact that options go off the board and what that might imply.
You're exactly right. July options do expire today. I guess if you're a trader and you want to roll the dice, what do you do with the $4 corn option? We got a weekend coming up. You've got till tomorrow basically to decide if you want to be long or short the $4 corn strike price. And if you're going to buy into the ridge that's supposed to be coming, maybe you want to own them. If you don't, maybe you think the high has been in, then you'd obviously want to be a seller there. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out as the day goes on and actually into tomorrow morning.
All right, let's turn our attentions to the rain. And as we heard, there was some fairly good rains in the eastern Corn Belt and more on the way over the weekend. I suppose that the Sunday night trade will be extremely volatile as well as we start the next week. But, you know, just looking at the charts, we did some serious damage. I would call it some serious damage this week.
Yeah, that's true. But, again, charts are can be very important, but in this time of year, obviously the weather overplays everything. I think today they're calling everything lower, about in line with last night. I think in the corn market, particularly today, a lot of people will be looking at these long-range maps, and this is a big if that ridge is supposed to develop next week, I think you may see some of the shorts that have been in the market today liquidate, so we might see a little bit of a rally sometime today, even though we are in a rain event as we speak.
So you're thinking that maybe in the Ds we might, bounce back off the 100-day moving average?
Yeah, I think that's real possible. The long-range maps are what people are going to look at now. We know the rains here today. That's behind us. And I think there's been some profits. They can take some good profits today if you shorted the market the first part of this week. So they may do some short covering as we go into the weekend, not knowing exactly what's going to be in store for us on down the road.
Turn your attention to the soybean market, which has not, at least up till now, been damaged that much by the weather.
No, it hasn't. And the old adage is, tell me what the weather's going to be during the Illinois State Fair, and we'll know how big a bean crop we're going to have. I think they're still trying to buy acres in South America. I mean, there's a tremendous demand for beans. People say down there the real's out of line with the dollar and people aren't going to plant. Well, I'm not sure that's always the case. There isn't a farmer I know that wants to leave ground fallow. They're going to plant something. And I think they're concerned there may be more sugar cane and more corn down there because of the ethanol. So I think they're trying to buy those acres, realizing the acres for beans have to come from somewhere, and right now it'll be South America.
I suppose there is a slight concern that we did see the Novi's break 860 and saw stops below it.
Yeah, and again, this is that's from a technical point of view, and technicians will be looking at that. The next support will be the 841, somewhere in there, 842 range on the November beans, and we'll just see what happens and see if we can bounce back up into resistance. And I think this thing isn't anywhere from where we're going to be trading back and forth probably all summer.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, everybody hope we get a great rain this weekend.
Over the weekend, we could sure use it.
You bet.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.